This is Shortcut Marketing Tips with Scott Bywater, giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast.
Scott Bywater here, and I just want to talk about once someone opts in to your, you know, to your lead magnet on your squeeze page, and then you make the first offer. What do you do if they don't take up the first offer? So if they say no to the first offer. Well, number one, you could have a video which makes up the first offer. And then if they click off the video, you could have a text page come out. And that basically caters to the people who don't, you know, like to watch video, or they don't have access to video. So you can still make that offer via text, which is just, you know, the video copy reworded into text and maybe with some subheadlines and headlines in it. Number two, though, is before sending those new subscribers across to your house list where they get your day-to-day emails, what I would encourage you to do is have several emails which send people back to that initial offer which you've just made. So you have several emails which encourage them to go back. So it's sort of like a loop, if you like. So it's a loop. You know, they go here and they don't buy. So they get several emails, all encourage them to go back here. Now, if they do end up buying this one, then you can have, yeah, then they can be upsold to your second, third. You know, you might have three or four, five upsells within the sequence. And if they don't upsell to the next one, you can have several emails which encourage them to upsell to the next one. So really think about how your email loops work to maximize those sales in that initial transaction sequence within your funnel before you send people, you know, onto your, or before you send subscribers across to your main house list.
Giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast. Check out shortcutmarketingtips.com.